أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining many rules and laws pertaining to Hajj, Allah says, now when you have fulfilled, إِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ, once you have fulfilled and you have accomplished مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Manasik refers to the rituals of Hajj, the rites of Hajj, and the different activities that one performs during Hajj. These are known as manasik. Allah says, once you have now fulfilled and accomplished all your manasik, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ, now immerse yourself in the remembrance of Allah, كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ, as you remember your forefathers, أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرَ, in fact, you should remember Allah even more than you remember your own fathers and forefathers. What does this refer to? There are two interpretations. The first is that after the days of Hajj in Ayyam Jahiliyyah, in the pre-Islamic era, the disbelievers, they would then all get together after completing all the rituals of Hajj, as they would perform it, and then members of the community would stand up on that occasion in front of the different hujjaj, and they would start speaking of their fathers and speaking about praising their forefathers and singing out verses of poetry, praising their ancestry and so forth. So they would immerse themselves in that, and one by one they would use this occasion in order to elevate their names and the names of their forefathers. So Allah says, after the days of Hajj and after you have completed all the rituals of Hajj, instead of engaging in this futile, useless activity, immerse yourself in the remembrance of Allah instead of remembering your forefathers. That's the first interpretation. The second is that as a child remembers his father whenever he is in need, a little child, whenever he has some need, whenever he has some requirement, the first person that comes to the child's mind is the father. So he's constantly remembering his father and thinking of his father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and now after you have completed Hajj, immerse yourself in the remembrance of Allah as you would remember your father while you are a young child. Allah says, "Oh, أشد ذكرا." In fact, your remembrance of Allah should be far greater than your remembrance of your own father. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ, Allah says, there are those people, مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, that when they make dua to Allah, they are only concerned of the worldly things. When the person is making dua, he's only making dua for health, making dua for wealth, making dua for worldly comforts, making dua for all his worldly problems, and only making dua for worldly achievements. That's the only thing he does. He doesn't make dua for qabr, he doesn't make dua for his akhirah, he's not concerned, and in his dua he's not asking Allah for jannah. Those aspects of akhirah and so forth do not even come to his mind when he's making dua. He's only concerned about his worldly problems. Allah speaks of such people. Allah says, there are those that when they make dua, they say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, oh Allah, give us in this world, give us this, give us that, solve this problem, solve this matter. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ, Allah says, in the year after, such a person will have no share. When he goes in the year after, he'll find nothing there for him, why he did not make dua for any of the comforts of the year after. So there must be a balance, Islam teaches us, in religion and in worldly matters. There must be a balance, and we must adopt the moderate path. وَمِنْهُمْ, and amongst them, Allah says, Allah teaches us how to make dua. مَنْ يَقُولُ, are those who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, oh Allah, give us hasana in this world. What is hasana? Hasana means good health. Hasana means halal wealth. Hasana means abundant wealth. Hasana means a good home. Hasana means a good spouse. Hasana means a good conveyance. Even Mufassirin say, all the goodness of this world is included in this one word, hasana. So they make dua, oh Allah, give us hasana in this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, but oh Allah, in the akhirah also we want all the hasana of akhirah, all the good of the akhirah as well, jannah, and to meet you in a state of happiness, to be resurrected in the company of Rasulullah, to have a comfortable stay while in the qabr. This is the hasana of the akhirah. So Allah teaches us to adopt a moderate approach when it comes to making dua. So they say, oh our Rabb, give us hasana in this world, and give us hasana in the akhirah also. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and O Allah, save us from the punishment of the grave, from the punishment of the fire. This was one of the most, in fact, it was the most favorite dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would make as often as possible, and always advise others to always include this dua when they make dua. Always make this dua. When you do, make dua. And this is also the dua that we make during tawaf. While making tawaf, the dua that we should make is this dua. Abundantly make this dua while a person is circumambulating the Kaaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this. Allah says about them, those who make this type of a dua, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. Such people who make this dua, they shall receive a share of whatever they have earned in this world. Whatever good they have done in this world, they shall receive the remuneration thereof in the Akhirah. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And Allah is swift in reckoning and accountability. May Allah grant us the understanding.